Most people judge a car by the way the engine purrs. However, the Leaf is as silent as a bat.
And then press the start. And it's on.
Can I take my foot off the brake?
Yeah. And then whenever they move, I guess, to put it in drive, you're going to need to feel the brake just like a regular car. Mm-hmm. Just over and down, one smooth motion.
Nissan gave Floridians a chance last weekend to not only view its new completely electric car, but also take it for a drive. The car requires no gas and releases no emissions. The secret behind the revolutionary car is its state-of-the-art battery that took the company 20 years to develop.
This is the battery pack that powers up the vehicle. Most people will never see it open like this. You guys are getting kind of a cool insider look at it.
Kay Quigley is a product specialist for the Leaf. She gave attendees a tour of the car's features.
The battery pack holds 24 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's important because the price of charging the battery is pretty low. It's about $2.75 for every 100-mile charge, which means on average it's about 3 cents a mile, basically, to drive the car. The battery is stored in the floor of the vehicle, so literally right beneath where you sit, the battery sits, and it weighs about 600 pounds. So that's important because it's going to give the car a nice low center of gravity, and you should be able to feel that when you handle it today.
Other than the high-tech battery, the car can be completely controlled from an iPhone or computer. When it's cold outside, you can heat the car before you even step foot in the garage.
You go to bed at 10, you set your car to charge from midnight to 7. You can set a timer like that on the car, and then midnight rolls around and your car is not charging for some reason, because you forgot to plug it in, let's say, the car is going to call you on the phone and let you know that.
However, even though the car doesn't run on gas, the electricity has to come from somewhere.
Because the issue with this car is it's a beautiful car, and it seems to be certainly the future of electric vehicles in America, of course, is that we're still dependent on grabbing the electricity to charge it from the coal-fired plant.
That's where people like Scott McIntyre come in. He owns SolarEnergyManagement.com.
We came up with a system whereby it's basically a prefab solar car charging station that collects the energy from the sun during the day when you're driving around, dumps it to the grid so you don't have the expensive batteries. So you're essentially collecting the equivalent of the needs of the electric for the car for the day, dumping it to the grid. So it truly is, at that point, a completely carbon-neutral car.
The solar grids McIntyre's company is working on would also use the power stored and not used for the car for your house. With all its features and possibilities, product specialist Chris LaFleur says the car is like nothing else on the market right now.
Our Nissan Leaf is 100% electric, completely free of gas, ran off of the same kind of electric motor that the Volt has, but yet we don't have the generator on board. So our Leaf can go 100 miles on one charge, and you know that just pulled into the garage overnight, plug it in, you're good to go the next day.
Some automobile clubs and electronic stores will soon offer charging stations where you can charge your electric car in about 15 minutes. You can learn more about the Leaf at NissanUSA.com. For WMNF in Tampa, I'm Sarah Curran.